Stock markets are down again on this Monday. I'm David Brancaccio. Stock prices are down sharply to start the week. The Dow is currently down 558 points, 1.8%. The S&P is down into bear market territory now, down 2.3% at the moment. The NASDAQ is down 2.6%. Money is not flowing into bonds as some kind of safe haven. It's the opposite, pushing the 10-year interest rate up sharply to 3.27%. Economist Julia Coronado at Macro Policy Perspectives joins us now to talk about the pressures on markets. Morning, Julia.
Good morning.
Is this just a free-floating concern that maybe later in the year the Fed will raise interest rates 0.75% in one fell swoop, or do you think that's a clear and present possibility in your mind?
Well, the market is pricing it as a clear and present possibility for this week. I'm not so sure that's how the Fed officials are thinking. We'll find out in a couple of days. There's a lot of forces driving inflation up. And now one of their key measures of inflation expectations, the expectations of consumers, rose on Friday. And that really kicked off market speculation.
Because when consumers start factoring in, yeah, I'm just going to be paying more for this stuff, I mean, a lot of things follow from that.
That's the idea, that you would start getting consumers demanding raises based on inflation, and it becomes a spiral. We don't really see that in the labor market data, and it's actually, we don't have good concrete evidence that that is the case. Another possibility is consumers reduce their spending, which would slow the economy down.
What's a bit unmooring for everybody, including investors, is the sense that some of the greatest minds, people who follow this inflation information, are a bit confounded by what they're seeing, that it keeps surprising on the upside.
Yeah, there are so many factors at play here, David. You know, we've got a war. War inflation is one sort of unique driver. The leftover from the stimulus last year, the ongoing supply chain frictions, all of this is combining to add to inflation in different ways. It's nothing like we've ever seen.
Economist Julia Coronado, she is at Macro Policy Perspectives, and we caught her on the road in an airport. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Cryptocurrency markets are also a mess after a kind of bank that takes deposits and lends out in Bitcoin and other digital assets told customers no withdrawals for now. Celsius Network indicates that's because of the market turbulence, a pause that will allow it to better honor its obligations over time, it says. Bitcoin is down 13% today, down 64% from a peak 7 months ago. In Washington, there's now an outline of a bipartisan deal on gun control, school safety, and mental health. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is here with more on how, if enacted, this proposal could impact the purchase of firearms.
Well, first, David, if you're under the age of 21 and you want to buy a firearm, the proposal would require what it calls an investigative period, and that time would be used to review juvenile and mental health records. The framework also calls for unspecified penalties for straw purchases of firearms, so people who traffic firearms would face new penalties.
And there would be money to keep firearms away from people red flagged as dangerous?
Absolutely. The framework says resources would be provided to states and tribes for that, so they could create and administer laws to keep deadly weapons away from people if a court determines they're a threat to themselves or others. And right now, that only applies to a victim's parent or guardian, current or former spouse, or person the victim shares a child with. The new proposal would expand that to include current and former partners.
This is a bipartisan effort, but not a done deal.
Absolutely not. There are a lot of next steps here. For starters, the bill hasn't even been written yet. This is just a framework. Plus, there are no specifics on how much all this would cost. So we're at the very beginning of the process.
Nancy Marshall-Genzer.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know.
Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
The average cost of private college is now above $55,000 a year. Sure, colleges can offer discounts, but many students have to hold down jobs to make this work. Kirk Carapeza at GBH reports on a Massachusetts campus that this fall starts giving students a free ride with no obligations to borrow or to work.
Thank you for joining me on this windy day in Williamstown, Massachusetts. My name is
At Williams Corona. College, Daniela Corona guides a campus tour.
Colonial Ephraim Williams donated around $9,000 to the state of Massachusetts with the purpose of founding a school that would educate the sons of farmers.
The daughter of Mexican immigrants, Corona is the first in her family to go to college.
This is quite the jump.
Her dad, a landscaper, pays $1,000 in tuition each year. To get financial aid, Corona juggles this and two other jobs.
When I was looking at colleges, the biggest thing for me was affordability, and the financial aid just made it really accessible.
Corona has no loans, but she's been required to work on campus. That is until Williams announced she and 1,000 other students on financial aid would no longer have to this fall.
This is a generation of students that talks about work-life balance the way my friends do.
Sitting on the porch of her Victorian home on campus, Williams president Maud Mandel says the college dropped its requirement because students, regardless of their income, report increased stress during the pandemic.
They feel pulled in many directions, and the extra required work obligation is one of those stresses they carry.
Higher ed leaders are watching to see whether this is the beginning of a new trend. Kaplan's Brandon Busteed applauds the college's decision, but predicts few schools will follow because there is value in campus work experience.
It's what employers want to see from a graduate in addition to the classic academic performance.
First-year Daniela Corona, though, appreciates the change.
Some students like me have to worry about making a little bit of extra cash if they want to have something nice or if they want to do something like buy toothpaste.
But she says the option to work for extra cash will still be there in the fall. And she plans to continue working as a tour guide. In Williamstown, Massachusetts, I'm Kirk Carapeza for Marketplace.
And I'm David Brancaccio. It's the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.